You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
But in the larger political context, this is a dangerous and unstable moment in American history. This is now a conversation about weaponizing the justice system at the federal level. And Trump supporters hear that, and they may react in a very combustible way. So the country has this moment where it has to evaluate underlying evidence and what the evidence is and what the possible crimes are. And without that, you have a very political atmosphere, one in which the former president currently has the upper hand.
Talking, of course, about the raid at Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago, yesterday, as they allegedly were going after records that he was not turning over or might destroy.
Allegedly, including classified national security information.
You'd have to believe he was going to destroy it, I guess, to go in like that, because you could just... They had asked for it, I think, and hadn't gotten it, but I don't think they'd subpoenaed it, had they? Or had he ignored the subpoena? I don't remember. I don't pay attention to any of those Trump stories. I just don't. So the backs and forths with the legal things, I don't follow those.
Well, and right, and then half of what you read is false anyway.
But, so that happened, and you got pictures and videos that are exciting for both sides, whether you're pro-Trump or anti-Trump, of agents surrounding his house with a whole bunch of black Suburbans, and agents going in and out of his house carrying out boxes. So if you hate Trump, you're loving that, and if you love Trump, you're hating it but loving Trump and wanting to get more on his side, which is a point a whole bunch of people are making today. Remember Joe Walsh, congressman, Republican? He was a never-Trumper, and he was going to run. Or did he run? Did he run as like a challenged him? I don't even remember.
He was hat in the ring for a minute.
Anyway.
For a cup of coffee.
He, in an interview today, said that this has pissed off enough moderate Republicans into supporting Trump in 2024. Laura Ingraham made the same point last night, saying... Merrick Garland may have surpassed inflation as a motivator for Republicans to vote for whoever the Republican is. And I just saw NBC's doing a story of this may pave the way for Trump's return to the presidency. So there are plenty of people doing the calculation that this is going to fire up a whole bunch of... You had the core Trump supporters, and then you had the, you know, I supported him, I liked him, I voted for him, but he's kind of pissing me off, but back in his camp. So right. Who knows how this plays out long term? I have no idea.
Well, if this is as egregious a move as some people are putting it, and, you know, like Jonathan Turley, for instance, said the Presidential Records Act is not commonly a subject of criminal prosecution. Even in the most egregious cases, these incidents have generally been handled administratively. And Alan Dershowitz, he slammed the unprecedented raid, questioned the Bureau's decision to execute a search warrant rather than issue a subpoena for the records in question. quote, there's no reason not to issue a subpoena returnable tomorrow, said that there's no claim Trump could have destroyed anything. This should have been a subpoena, not a search warrant. If it is a search warrant, it has to be a have a high level of cause demonstrating that the evidence would have been destroyed. So if it's as egregious as it seems to be, well, yeah, there's going to be a huge wave of look, Trump makes me crazy, but the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So Trump, stick it to him. The whole he's throwing a grenade into the swamp. He's the thumb in the eye of the establishment thing. It will overcome people's objections to Trump. Now, here's a question for you. We've seen all over the country the Democrats donating zillions of dollars trying to get Trumpy people elected in various races because they in primaries because they think they're going to be easier to beat. Is this some sort of bizarre triple reverse where they're trying to pump up Trump because they think they can beat him?
Boy, you are playing with fire. Of course, they did that all across America.
Yeah, they did. Nancy Pelosi could have had simple, straightforward articles of impeachment. Trump would have been impeached and never would have been in office again in the history of the country. But she didn't. She preferred to write long, complex articles of impeachment that the Republicans couldn't possibly vote for, keeping Trump around. So are they doing it again? It's not that big a stretch.
So this just happened. I haven't heard it yet. Biden's somewhere, and it's an MSNBC reporter shouting at President Biden.
We're going to try to ask him here to see if he potentially has any reaction to that search and seizure at Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Mr. President, your reaction to the FBI search and seizure at Mar-a-Lago? Do you have any reaction, sir? It seems he is not going to be taking questions, but of course that is the other major news of today that you have spent a lot of this hour covering.
Wow, that's exciting stuff.
So Hanson said, he told me in my ear, because I haven't seen the video, she's like 100 yards away.
Oh my
god. And there's a gazillion people that, god, that was a hard to take, that her voice.
Performative America.
I know that's
no kidding.
I know that's unfair for women, that your voice just gets harsher as it gets high.
What do you
enough?
Mean it's unfair?
Well, it's considered misogynist to complain.
It's unfair that your breasts are bigger than men and you have vaginas. It's unfair. It is what it is.
Well, when men raise their voice, at least to my ear, it doesn't have that ice picky at her shouting, Mr. President, what about the Mar-a-Lago? I mean,
I don't deny the reality of what you're saying. I'm mocking your mealy-mouthed, towing the progressive line, saying it's unfair. Maybe it's God saying, ladies, pipe down. Maybe.
It's nature saying, let's let the men talk.
I thought mine was good. Excuse me.
So you're still coughing and sneezing and everything, and you think that's all COVID?
Not sneezing, but yeah, I have that stupid nagging cough. I may start taking a drug before the show. I prefer not to.
But it's you're convinced it's COVID still hanging around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, just, I don't know, it's my body's still getting rid of crud, I guess. I don't want to get too specific, because nobody wants to hear about my fluids. I don't want to hear about my fluids. But
I don't like the word fluids.
No, start there. But yeah, it takes, I mean, you're bringing up stuff for weeks.
It's a sick enough.
So, we'll find out either this afternoon in a press conference from the Justice Department, or 2 years from now, as it all winds its way through the courts, or any day in between, what that was all about yesterday. I have no idea when we're going to find out what that was all about.
I find it very, very hard to believe that they would do something as astounding as, and we're not supposed to call it a raid? What do you call it? A search and seizure? I'm a layman. I'm not an FBI agent. I'm calling it a raid.
Right.
It certainly seems like a raid. Anyway, the idea that they would perpetrate that, whether justified or not, without getting ready some very sound messaging to say, look, this is why we did this. This is why it's important. And maybe you have to protect Trump's rights by not throwing a bunch of accusations out there until you prove them. Because that's a thing, too.
Yeah.
But you've got to have the messaging ready to go, surely. before you do something as crazy yeah. as that.
Yeah, it can be protecting Trump, too, to not announce it. James Comey, in theory, was, you know, is supposed to be helping Hillary, but he didn't help Hillary by saying, we're taking a look at the laptop. We found, you know, no. That didn't help anything.
Yeah.
If you're on Hillary's side, you did not do her any favors with that. So I had a point I was working toward here. So we'll find out who knows when about what's going on here. Oh, and then the politics of it, which is its own thing. Does this motivate more people to get on Trump's side than it does? God,
Ron DeSantis has got to be beside himself. He's thinking,
what?
Are you freaking serious? Oh,
I don't know. He made a real strong statement yesterday about how this was some sort of illegal overreach of the U.S. government. So
mm-hmm. yep.
he's still trying to court the Trump crowd.
Right, which is, I think, fairly natural for him, yeah.
And it might be some overreach by the federal government. You don't have to be courting anybody to say that. It might be. I have no idea. We haven't seen the warrant. Trump could show us the warrant, by the way, if he wanted to. I think. There's nothing stopping him.
Yeah, or certainly the application for the warrant. I don't know how that all works, but...
I gotta believe... Unless he had something really damaging in his home... And he has been in too many legal situations, I think, to have anything damaging hanging around his house. He's got way more experience than practically anybody else in America with lawsuits and tax issues and all kinds of different things. Of, you know, you're in so many different court cases on things like that. He's not going to have anything damaging to him in his house. I can't believe.
I wouldn't
think his safe was empty. That's what the story is, that the safe was empty. That's interesting, isn't it?
Because he sent Eric down to empty it.
You
have to hide the evidence.
You have a safe and there's nothing in there? Nothing? My grandma's brooch or your you know, some important documents or nothing in there?
Takes the fun out of having a safe.
It really does.
I mean, come on. Here's what DeSantis wrote on Twitter. The raid of Mar-a-Lago is another escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies against the regime's political opponents, while people like Hunter Biden get treated with kid gloves. Now the regime is getting another 87,000 IRS agents to wield against its adversaries. Banana Republic.
Oh, boy. See, that all might be true right there, but this road we're going down where both sides are completely convinced the other side is here to tear America apart.
Yes. And everything they do is in service of that goal. Everything.
Ends up with America torn apart.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
It's rough. Oh, I was going to bring this up. So.
Oh, I've got a Hunter Biden update, by the way. He is going to plead guilty to some stuff. I'll tell you why.
Okay, cool. So they possibly went into Trump's home because they thought he was going to destroy evidence. I saw 2 days ago, so the day before this raid, I was watching MSNBC and they had some thing on there. They had pictures of alleged pictures of notes that Trump had thrown in the toilet.
Yes.
And was flushing down the toilet.
Shocking.
As I said earlier, I don't pay attention to any of these stories because I just don't care. There's been too many of them over too many years and too many of them turned out to be false. So I didn't follow that. But was that real? So did that come out not coincidentally the day before this? Because they had right there the evidence that he had destroyed documents that you're supposed to preserve every scrap of paper in a White House. If the president jots something down on the back of a receipt, that's supposed to be preserved for history.
Yeah.
If he was flushing stuff down the toilet, was that their reason for going in?
I have seen.
And did that come out the day before for a reason?
Well, no, he was flushing stuff down the toilet in the White House.
Right, but it shows that he is willing to destroy.
Yeah, well, I saw that story. I have no idea if it's
just true. Seems like a heck of a coincidence, doesn't it? That I see I see the pictures of torn up papers with his supposed handwriting on them in the toilet, and the next day they raid his home.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
We'll see, or we won't. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. You know, it's been interesting. Oh, final note. No, we need to take a break. Final note. That's enough notes. Too many notes.
Do you want voting to be easier or harder? In my experience with a long-distance trip in an electric car, which I think fits into the Build Back Better Inflation Reduction New Green Deal thing, stay with us for all that.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We've been lambasting Michelangelo for his anti-Olivia Newton-John bias. He will not play the most popular Olivia Newton-John song in the history of the world for some reason.
Well,
I don't know why he hates her.
I mean, clearly, the lovely Australian songstress having passed away, we were going to play some Olivia Newton-John music. So it was like the first break of the show.
4 hours ago.
All right.
Michael plays freaking Xanadu. Xanadu.
Nobody
showing
wants
a complete lack of understanding of Olivia Newton-John's entire oeuvre.
Nobody wants to hear Xanadu.
Right. And then, well, we yelled at him, which, you know, in the workplace among adults is probably not great. But we so frightened him. Now he's played no Olivia Newton-John music.
I do have that song if you want it. I have it right here, ready to go.
It wouldn't be as special now.
All right.
I want next segment.
I want to hear it because I like it so much. Give it to
okay,
me. Come on.
Doom. It's interesting here is John Travolta sings the high parts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Including some of the harmonies.
Yeah. I got chills. We mentioned, this is from the Grease soundtrack we mentioned earlier. It sold 28 million copies.
I hadn't realized that this song was written by Olivia Newton-John's like chief songwriter partner dude.
Didn't know that either.
For her. One of two songs that were tacked on to the Grease soundtrack to make it more popular. Bastardizing it, in my opinion.
Is she in her leather pants and high heels smoking the cigarette in this song? I think she
yes.
is, right?
Yeah. Yes, she is.
Because that's how you get a guy. You dress like a whore. I guess. I don't know. It's a good tune. It's a good pop tune.
Oh, it's a fine pop song. People love it.
Back when John Travolta was skinny. So, here's something interesting.
And straight? Are we allowed to say that? I think John may be complicated. He's a complicated fellow.
And we also mentioned earlier, Olivia Newton-John was 30 in that movie playing the high school kid. 30!
Well, she'd struggled with math. Held back.
Held back till you're 30. You're a sophomore in high school, 30 years old. And then what was her slutty friend? I mean, and that is her role in the show. I mean, Rizzo. How old was she?
She was like 35 or something like
that. She was pushing 40 as a high school kid. I don't know how old John Travolta was or his buddy who we've had on the show before.
Right.
From Greece. I don't know the names of any of these people, so it takes all the fun out of the story.
Yeah, you're not the best commentator on the topic.
But John Travolta's best friend in Greece we've had on the show, because I think he's from California, Sacramento.
Kaneki?
But
it's Kaneki. It's Jeff Conway.
Yeah, exactly. How old was he? He was certainly not a high school kid either.
Let's see. 18-year-old Danny Zuko was portrayed by 23-year-old. John Travolta. We can live with that.
Yeah, you can be 23 and play a high school kid, especially if you look young.
Yeah, the 17 or 18-year-old Sandy was portrayed by Olivia Newton-John, who turned 29 while filming Grease. Rizzo, 18 in the movie. 33-year-old Stockard Channing.
Stockard Channing was 33. Yeah. You couldn't find anybody in their 20s that could play that role? He needed some star power, and Stockard Channing was a star back then.
Mm.
That was the one part of the movie that I thought was a little too sexy. She does a little scene there where she does something with her legs. That's not for the kids.
No, easy. I don't even want to hear it described.
Should we make voting harder, among other things we're going to talk about, and how Joe says Hunter Biden's going to jail? All on the way.
Armstrong.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
That's right. Amazon purchased the maker of Roomba vacuums for $1.7 billion. Amazon's making a few changes to Roombas already. We actually have an early prototype of Amazon's version of a Roomba. Check this out. Very good right there. I cannot wait to see what it can do. Roomba, go vacuum.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that.
Go vacuum. Go clean up some dirt.
I found something online. Webster's Dictionary defines dirt as a filthy or soiling substance, such as mud, dust,
Alexa, stop.
Or grime.
Alexa, stop. I didn't need the definition, dirt. I need you to just clean some up.
Would you like me to order Joe Dirt on DVD?
No. I asked you to clean up dirt, not order Joe Dirt.
Ordering 57 copies of Joe Dirt, starring David Spade.
That's not what I asked for at all. That's not what I asked for.
Oh, boy.
Comedy.
Mocking the inefficiency of Siri.
Alexa.
Same deal.
Dear impugn Siri. Siri's the one who perverts what I'm trying to text people all the time.
Yeah, I get the answer I want when I try to do that sort of thing about a third of the time, maybe.
Yeah, it's a shot in the dark.
Or they give me a website to go to, which is not I'm wanting. Yeah, it's not what I'm wanting.
Yeah. Answers. That's what I'm demanding. Oh, according to the Washington Times, the sprawling Hunter Biden probe is hurtling toward a conclusion. And former prosecutors who followed the case say all the signs, because we've done this sort of thing, they're pointing to a generous guilty plea deal that would spare the Biden administration further embarrassment. Media outlets have reported the grand jury probe of President Biden's crackhead son has reached a critical stage.
Which is not entirely accurate. So,
right. He's not been charged with wrongdoing, but investigators have been looking into suspected violations of federal gun and tax laws. He's also under federal scrutiny for suspicion of money laundering and violation of foreign lobbying requirements tied to his overseas business dealings. Prosecutors have watched the case predict it will end with a guilty plea to minor tax or gun charges in exchange for a light sentence.
Because
that would provide political cover for Merrick Garland, the attorney general, and point to, and he, everybody could say, see, Joe Biden, let the investigation go forward.
So I can see, I'm not going to see these, but I can see people tweeting at us. I tune in Armstrong and Getty. They're talking about Hunter Biden totally ignoring Trump and Mar-a-Lago. We've covered that thoroughly, but it reminded me of this. I saw this from Ian Bremmer. He tweeted out, if a president, any president breaks the law, I want him indicted. This opinion is less widely shared among Americans today than is necessary for democracy. And I would say that's true. Joe Biden did something illegal with Hunter, then, yeah, you got to move forward on that. And same with Trump, both. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how many people there are that would say that.
Yeah, I think we're doomed, honestly. Which reminds me, maybe we'll get into this tomorrow, but Jonathan Haidt wrote a really great piece. He's one of my favorite guys, one of my favorite writers and thinkers. He teamed up with Greg Lukianoff for that incredibly important article we've referred to 100 times on the show, maybe 1,000, How Trigger Warnings Are Hurting Mental Health on Campus. Really groundbreaking look at the whole woke thing. But Haidt thinks our democracy is doomed, essentially. We've moved into a place that's so unhealthy that Bill Clinton's famous, there's nothing wrong with America that can't be fixed with what's right with America. Well, according to Haidt, and again, we can get into it tomorrow, he thinks what's right with America is gone. So I hope he's wrong. I really, really, really hope he's wrong.
It's gone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what we ought to do? Speaking of crime, not the crimes of Hunter Biden, but before we take off for the day, the soaring crime, there was a really good report on it last night. David Lee Miller did. Maybe we'll get to that next segment. Do you want to talk about the voting thing?
No, I'm going to do this instead. So,
okay.
The anti-inflation thing passed the other day. It's not
the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022.
And it's really kind of a watered down Green New Deal. It's way more about green energy and a bunch of other stuff than this.
And Obamacare.
And Obamacare. Really? But yeah. I thought this was interesting. I came across it. Most electric vehicles won't qualify for the proposed tax credit because of the battery origins. And this is from the Oregonian. So this is not from Fox News or something like that. We played a clip earlier of Biden's White House chief of staff was on CNN, and they're saying, what are the president is saying the average American is going to immediately feel the benefits of the Inflation Reduction Act. What will be those benefits be? And the only response is, well, there are tax credits for electrical vehicles and rebates on refrigerators. And besides the gun legislation, I mean, they really don't have anything to point to other than these rebates, which you might get next year if you buy something really expensive. I don't see how that I'm going to notice right away a reduction in inflation from that. But even with all that said, the car thing seems to be a bit of a fraud. The $7,500 credit might exist on paper, it says in the Oregonian, but no vehicles will qualify for this purchase over the next several years.
What?
Because they don't make the batteries. The batteries have to be made in North America. And the electric vehicles currently out there that could possibly qualify, that world is dominated by China. So
this is a 3 to 15 years out climate and Medicare bill.
Yes. Yes. But the idea that you're going to feel immediately the benefits of the Inflation Reduction Act is a flat out for Pinocchio lie.
Yeah. It's not even a stretch or a spin. It's just a lie. No.
And speaking of electric cars, I'm not happy about this because I am a Tesla driver. I didn't buy a Tesla because I certainly didn't buy it because I think about the environment. I don't. Maybe I should, but I don't. Maybe that makes me a bad person, but I didn't buy it for that reason. I mostly bought it because it's super fast and I heard it had a great stereo. So that's why I bought my Tesla. And gas was super expensive at the time, so I thought that's a nice little added benefit there. It's given me a window into how successful I think the whole electric car thing will be. And the technology will get better over the years. But man, we aren't there yet. The car that I've got has got a range of about 330 miles, which is...
That's about as good as it gets,
that's as good as it gets. Most of your electric cars out there, way shorter. Like, I have a friend who drives a Chevy Volt. It goes 50 miles. If you're...
50?
Yeah, the advantage of that is then it switches over to gas, so at least you can stop at a gas station. But the electric car thing, it would seem to me right now, is great if you live in a lifestyle where you're going to stay. Like if you're taking the kids to school and going to run to the grocery store and work isn't that far away, for most electric cars, that works pretty good. But for most, not. I mean, like the car I have is really expensive. It goes 300 some miles. But I did a long trip over the weekend. And I got to say, having gone through the whole experience, if I was going to do it again and I had another vehicle that ran on gas, I'd probably drive the vehicle that ran on gas. I mean, it is enough of a pain in the ass to have to find charging stations and then wait for it to charge and then constantly be worried about, do I have enough to get me to the next wherever? As opposed to gas, where, you know, you run low on gas. There's a gas station friggin' within a block of you everywhere you ever are. Right. And it takes you like 2 minutes to fill the damn thing up. And so that's just my personal experience. Even though I'm like emotionally leaning toward it, wanting to be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to recharge for a trip during a trip like that?
If I want to completely recharge from like nothing to 300, it'd probably take 45 minutes at one of the fastest charging stations. But you don't really want to ever get down that low, because what if I'm too far from the next charging station? So you know, you don't ever want to get that far down below 100 before you're looking for a charging station. And
right,
yeah, it's not super convenient. And all the so I've got a Tesla. Elon's the only person that's put out a infrastructure to even make this possible. They are all over the place, but they're not super convenient. They're at the top of a lot of parking garages, so you have to go in the parking garage, sometimes pay to have been in there, and go clear to the top floor, which takes 15 minutes, probably get to the top and the bottom, both directions, and you're parked up there, and they're full. Lots of times, they're full. There's like one stall empty because there are so many Tesla drivers there. I left a restaurant in Los Angeles and went to the top of a parking garage. And this is as urban as it's going to get anywhere in the world. And I went to the top of a parking garage. There was one slot open. There were 15 Teslas charging at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And so there's just not the infrastructure.
And that's in L.A.
There just isn't the infrastructure for the electric car thing now or anytime soon, let alone the producing the electricity part, which is the part that you're always talking about. How are we going to produce all this electricity?
Yeah.
So it's just not ready. It's a lie to pretend, you know, when Joe Biden does all the driving around in an electric car and all that sort of stuff and meeting at the whatever, we're not even close to that being the dominant way people travel.
Yeah, I've always thought that if you're a multi-car household, maybe you're an individual or a couple or whatever, you've got to have an electric car for local and then your gas car to take trips.
I think that is the most likely scenario, is that you have you're a two-car family and one of them's electric. But like I said, if I was going to do it again, I would take the gas-powered vehicle. It's just easier. So you can talk your Green New Deal all you want. We ain't there yet.
Oh my God. The technology, at the risk of driving this into the ground, the technology that exists right now is 1,000 miles away from being able to take over and power the country. It's just a joke.
I'm sure we'll get there. I believe we will get there and we will be driving electric cars, but it ain't going to be next year. It's not going to be by 2030 or whatever they're claiming.
No, if I had to guess, I'd say maybe in...
It could be. That's a long way away, though.
A concerted effort by both parties and several leaps forward in technology.
Yep. We'll finish strong next. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
According to the latest data from the NYPD for the month of July, grand larceny is up 40.6%, robbery 37.2%, and burglary is up more than 25% compared to a year ago. A former NYPD lieutenant commander blames lax laws and enforcement for making criminals more brazen.
The current criminal justice atmosphere within New York State, and specifically New York City, emboldens criminals where they think they can operate with impunity without being caught.
Tell you what, the phony baloney Inflation Reduction Act is not going to move votes like crime. Let's not forget about that. The immigration, et cetera, the actual issues that affect voters.
Yeah. Those are amazing numbers. That's New York.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're astounding. Yeah. Yeah. I've got a buddy who travels the whole country, but is in New York semi-regularly, and he still loves New York, and there's a lot to love, but he said it's markedly, noticeably more dangerous.
Really?
Than it was, say, 3, 4, 5 years ago. He says the same thing about San Francisco, you know. Not surprisingly, but I get this feeling that, and not to belabor the midterms or anything, because we don't talk constantly, who's in, who's out, elections, elections, politics, politics. But it feels to me like there could be 2 to 5 cataclysmic history-changing events between now and November.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got several months to go. Look at what has happened in the last 2 months. So all that level of stuff could happen in the next 2 months. Gas prices are below $4 for the first time since March, by the way. So that's a good thing for the Democrats, because gas is one of the ones that slaps you in the face with your misery every time you fill up.
Sure. Gas up, everybody. How much time do we have, Michael? You know, I'm a little peeved that I haven't heard Have You Never Been Mellow? I mean, yeah. Olivia Newton's soft rock masterpiece.
Right. That was a giant number one smash hit when she was quite young.
I have been mellow, by the way, Olivia, in answer to your question.
Have you never tried?
Well, I have. I try and I try.
What's your bias against Olivia Newton-John, Michael? You should explain yourself. You clearly have it's
anti-Australian racism.
No, here's that song
guess.
That you need.
You have an antipathy.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready to soft rock?
Boy, this is sucking the testosterone right out of my body.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
I think my bones are going weak.
There was a time when I was in a hurry, as you are.
She was also the cutest chick in the world at the time this song came out.
Didn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt your success.
Boy, listen to the rockin' drums. Is that John Bonham of Led Zeppelin playing? Neil Peart?
Now, I haven't checked the song for profanity, so just be careful.
God, I hope this is the remix, the safe remix.
Yeah. She was born in England. Grew up in Australia. Came by her accent naturally that way.
It's kind of the opposite of the Bee Gees story. Actually, her version of the Bee Gees, Come On Over, it's good. It's not as good as the Bee Gees.
Here's the hook. What was going on in the 70s with our music? If you're
it's
too
so
young for
lame.
That,
so lame.
Yeah, it really is. If you're too young for it, the music was so, so flaccid.
The pop music.
The
yeah.
pop music, yeah. yeah. So flaccid for a while. I mean, that's where like people were digging, listening to on the radio. Now it's not flaccid like that. It might be bubblegummy or, you know, vapid, but it's not flaccid. Vapid, but not flaccid.
Yeah, I will occasionally listen to 70 station stuff like that, and I'm reminded that guitar rock was the pop music of the day, too, which is interesting given today's styles.
Were we coming out of the Vietnam War and needed to be, like, super anti-warrior, like went just the other direction?
I don't know. This song could have been a hit.
You know, this could have been a giant hit in 1973.
John Davidson and
almost finished. Let's get ready. Final thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
There you go. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap up the show. Here he is, our technical director, Michelangelo. Michael?
I just want it on record. I don't hate Olivia Newton-John. I've taken a beating today, but...
You're just mad at your job.
That's right. That's right.
My kid, you're fabulous, Michael, and we love you. Young Alex is our behind-the-scenes producer, speaking of doing a fine job. Alex, final thought?
No, you're too kind. You know, the more and more I sit on the show, the more and more I find out that Joe has some very interesting food takes. He won't do milk chocolate. White chocolate's not a chocolate. We've had an argument about hot dogs. When are we going to do our podcast about Chicago-style pizza?
Mmm.
Well, are you, like, in favor or against or what?
Well, you're going to have to wait to hear the podcast to find out.
Oh, I have strong takes on that. Jack, a final thought?
Yeah, so I think you all ought to try this if you haven't. I have beliefs about government policy and stuff, like very strong beliefs. I like smaller government, lower taxes, more personal freedom, that sort of stuff. But I'm not currently partisan. I'm not currently tribal. And you'd be shocked at how relaxing it is to be that way. If I see a headline that is for or against my side, it has no effect on me whatsoever. I just think, huh, that's interesting. I wonder how that'll turn out. I'm not in love with various politicians and, like, wounded to my core when things aren't going my way. You should try it. It's relaxing. It's very relaxing.
Yeah, we're of one diseased mind on that topic. I find myself in the same situation. My final thought is, yes, a cute little songstress passed away, and a thoroughly nice lady, Olivia Newton-John. David McCulloch also passed away, the great historian.
Oh, he did? I didn't even hear that.
That's right. He wrote John Adams, Truman, 1776. They treated it as an afterthought in the New York Times the other day that he wrote The Wright Brothers, which I thought was an absolutely wonderful book.
No, I didn't even hear that he died.
Yeah, he was an old fellow. I think he was 89.
Yeah, one of the greatest voices ever, narrated a lot of great documentaries over the years. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people, thanks a little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have the hot links there for you. You can drop us an email, grab the podcast, grab some swag, armstrongandgetty.com.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is a dangerous and unstable moment in American history.
Let me say one thing.
Mr. President, what about the Mar-a-Lago? I mean,
what the hell are you talking about?
The weather may be beyond our control for now, but it's not beyond our control.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
And if you don't know that, you're not reading enough.
Are you sure of that, dude?
This is clearly a case of late-onset babyism.
Thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty. Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.